Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging in there. And as always, we like to have you check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. And Donald, where else?
On Facebook, of course.
Yep, absolutely on Facebook. Lots of cool stuff. Anywhere you want to go and find yourself tumbling into the black hole that is the internet.
Right.
That is a very accurate description.
Isn't it?
Of the World Wide Web.
You just suddenly become immersed in your time is like, whoa, I just spent 2 hours on the trying to research something. Or that's like what it, so when I do research for the show, I find myself going into not an abyss. It just you go down rabbit holes that are just all over the place,
take you nowhere sometimes.
They do, but you a lot of
and
times
you wonder
find some,
how you got there.
Yeah. And you got to figure out, okay, when was this put out, or and why did I know about it if it was put out a while ago?
Right.
And that's one of the big challenges that has come up. It's like, okay, now look, this is dated, but how did I miss this? This is an important piece. So one of those stories is the one that we happen to have here. We'll be talking about in a little bit. But I think we need to, as I am known to do, Donald, is update us on, yes, that's right, we have a Schifrin watch. The Olympics are coming up, Don. Yeah. I'm ramping up. I didn't say much of anything. Now I just have to do it because it's remarkable. Guys, it's this, the skiing, if you'd love to watch skiing in the Olympics, I think it's one of the fun things for me to watch. It's fast. It's like watching a car race, only they're making 350 turns, and each one is crucial on a steep slope and icy conditions and whatever else. So that happens to be probably a little bit of a challenge. But one of the things that you look at is the talent level for the U.S. ski team right now is off the charts. This last weekend, we had six women in the top 23 spots for skiing in that slalom regiment. That's unheard of. The guys, they're not quite in that realm, but to lead it off, you've got Michaela Schifrin, who's now four in a row, five total in a row, one from last year and four from this year, but she started out 4-0. She's leading the overall, she's leading the slalom standings and absolutely kicking butt. Which it's so fun to watch because, Don, she's winning by over a second, which is unheard of in the slalom skiing. You don't win by a second. You win by a tenth.
Hundreds, yeah.
Tenths and hundredths. That's it. You don't have that separation. So the excitement for what can happen after her last Olympics that was, to say the least, disastrous is off the charts.
Well, if she stays healthy, pretty good chance she'll be on the podium.
Very.
Very good chance.
She's mentally in a different spot.
Does Lindsey Vonn compete in the same races?
No. So Lindsey Vonn has been they call her the speed queen, and she has been in the speed events, meaning GS maybe, but Super G and downhill. Yeah. And, of course, Lindsey won and then finished
she's like, what, 41 years old?
41. She was first, and then she finished fourth. She almost had two podiums in the same weekend. And beyond impressive with she replaced her knee as a complete knee replacement. And she's putting through the stresses and doing the things she's doing. Off the charts, hard to believe. But again, Minnesota connection for Lindsey Vonn, Minnesota connection for Paula Molson. She was in fourth last weekend. She actually finished fifth. She moved up from ninth. She had the fastest run on her second run. So she was – there's two runs in the slalom, one run downhill. But she was the fastest in the second run. She beat Schifrin in her second run.
Wow.
That's what we have in the team. So pretty cool stuff, you guys. And it's something to be aware of. And you don't have to watch the race to – you know, you get the updates. And it's kind of like, oh, that's no way. And you read some of the rankings and how they're she's just separating herself from
everybody. So what do we have, about 6-7 weeks out from the Olympics?
It looks like it.
Hopefully everybody stays healthy.
Yep, it'll be good. I'm looking forward to that. So All right, so we're going to jump into it, Don. I have to do this. We can't miss it. Let's put it that way. And important note, as I'm looking at this, when you look at gifts for fishermen, it doesn't have to be complicated. It could be a stocking stuffer. It could be just something, a cool little present, a last-minute gift. It doesn't really matter. What's cool is what I'm putting into this for everybody is going to be a mix. So you can run out, find something like it, and you're going to be good to go. All right?
Are these inexpensive gift ideas, or they run the gamut?
They run the gamut.
Okay.
I mean, I've got anything
from
$8 to, you know, probably...
Too much?
In that. No, not quite that much. So, okay. If you have a saltwater fisherman, because there's a lot of people, it's not just Minnesota you're buying for, there's something called a cushet. And what it does is it goes on the rod butt, so the end of the rod. And what it does is it, if you lose your fishing rod in the water, it'll float the rod. For one. Number two, it cushions you. If you're pulling in big fish and you really have to pull it back and it's in your right in your belly button, it'll be no problem. You're going to be able to be comfortable, not a problem at all. And last but not least, it does actually increase the rod sensitivity because it changes how the rod vibration comes up through the actual butt of the rod or comes through down towards the bot, the handle where you're at.
Yep.
So kind of a cool deal there. It's called Cush It.
Available.
Single one for $30 or a three pack for $75. So you can do that. Boomerang. It's a snip fishing line cutter. People like this gift. It's pretty cool. Put one in the garage, one in the boat. You never have too many line cutters, am I right?
No, that's correct.
Because you never know where they're going to be.
Yeah.
The neat part about this.
Mine's always around my neck.
This has a retractable tether, stainless steel blades that will cut braid. Look at that. It's a pretty cool little deal, Don.
No kidding. Where is it available?
Online.
Where do you get one?
Online. $9.61. Again, it's called the Boomerang Snip Fishing Line Cutter.
Okay.
And it's boomerang because it's kind of like if you pull it out, it's going to come right back to you. Get it?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Captain's Lip Balm. It's something new from Copper Tone. SPF 50 sunscreen. What?
There's a great idea.
Well, I said it's going to run the gamut. If you want to get something nice for somebody, why not have a stocking stuffer? Right?
Oh, yeah. That's.
You get chapped lips.
I like your other idea better.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm glad you do.
Yeah.
It's not for everybody, Don. The Yeti Tumbler. Get the Yeti Tumbler. It comes in a 30-ounce. However, there is another tumbler, and you can search for it. I think the tumbler is a great idea. I have one. The tumbler, when you put it on a surface, you cannot tip it over. You have to lift it directly up. It will adhere to the surface with a suction cup on the base. You put it down, and it sticks. It stays.
It won't tip over?
It won't tip over.
Even on my carpet?
No. Well, Don.
Okay.
on a smooth surface.
Okay.
It's
in your
awesome.
fiberglass boat.
Or aluminum. Doesn't matter. You have an aluminum boat, you put it on the gunwale, it won't tip over. It's cool.
I have carpeting.
You have smooth surface plastic on your console, you do.
Okay.
Where your electronics
are. Great idea.
There you go.
Are you getting me one for Christmas?
Is he trying to be difficult, Ava, or
no,
what?
I just want his hat. He's got a really cool Vortex hat.
Some people.
Sometimes you can just keep
it simple.
I
didn't get anything for Vortex, did you?
No.
You see? So I leave it at that. I don't want any Vortex hat. I'm just going to be negative.
Even I didn't get nothing from Vexus either.
So I don't have anything from Vexus either. But hey, it's okay. Soundproofing earmuffs.
Yes, great idea. Walker tape?
It could be that, where they're in ear, or you can be out on the outside. If you have guys running long distances, fishing-wise, and if you go down to Indian Florida or whatever, that's a big one because the long-distance runs can be rather noisy unless you run a Shiro propeller, and then it's much, much quieter.
Oh, okay.
Like how I did that?
Yeah.
Selfless
plug.
Slipped
that right in there. Yeah.
Selfless plug. Quality pliers. You never have enough pliers. That's a big deal there. It's called the Premio 7-inch Offshore Titanium Pliers with a side cutter, lanyard, leather sheath, saltwater resistant, which is a big thing. They don't rust. It can de-hook. It can rig. Halo hinge. There's a lot of different methodologies.
Titanium. How much do these run?
$160.
Youch.
Well, but remember.
Won't rust.
And I've told you, these are the pliers you're going to have for a while.
Yeah.
So
Snippers works good, too.
Now, here's another one. The Van Staal 7-inch titanium pliers with lanyard and sheath. They may cost a little bit more, but for the professional fisherman who loves fishing, they're top of the line and last a lifetime. That's the pliers. For those in the home viewing audience, I'm just showing Don the picture of it. I'm going to have him momentarily give me a thought on what he thinks that pliers will be worth.
That pliers, how long is it? 7 inches?
7-inch titanium pliers.
Well, I suppose
lanyard and sheath.
I suppose it's $180 like the ones you just talked about.
Oh, my, Don. You would be incorrect.
Oh, I don't need one that bad then.
$399.
Oh,
it's a relative amount, Don. It's, you know, they're both titanium, but one is that much more titanium than the other.
Evidently.
Yeah.
Do they make a side cutters?
They haven't part of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then it's
look
a
at,
steel.
See? That's the side cutter right there. It's part
yeah,
of
no,
it.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about one for bleeding fish.
Oh, no.
No?
That's I usually just use a knife.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Side cutter.
I am dangerous.
Side cutter
ice,
works
man.
Really slick.
Sorry for the Top Gun reference, yeah. But I couldn't help it. lure wraps. When have you ever had your lure set up and you're all of a sudden it was like they're big, all messed up together and it's
get the,
a nice
get the
gift.
Fold, the folding plastic ones.
Well, there you go.
That look just like that.
No. Yeah, it looks just like this one.
Yep.
The difference is it's clear, so you actually see what's there. Yeah. The other ones are just all fabric. So, kind of a cool deal. Fishing hook covers,
the
PVC.
Fabric ones you get your hooks caught in. These actually are pretty slick.
Won't do that.
Yeah, yep. That's what I have.
Two sizes available. About $15.99 to $21.99 are available. There you can go to that.
For a two-pack, four-pack, eight-pack?
One-pack.
Well, not individually.
Yes. There's others that are available.
Oh, yeah. It's a great idea, though, because then you can see what you got.
It is. Yep. Can holder, which is kind of cool. Great idea for your boat. Non-tipping insulated boat can holder. $26.95. Get them here. Don, see the suction cups on the bottom? That's similar to what I was talking to you about in the Yeti tumbler kind of thing. It's not a Yeti in the mug, non-tippable, but this is kind of that. So when you have a koozie, it doesn't tip because it sucks itself down to whatever surface that you're on.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. And last but not least, the 10-in-1 boat tool. You ready for this?
Okay.
It has a beer and wine bottle opener, a safety whistle, fishing line cutter, marine gas cap key, canvas snap opener, deck plate, 6-inch deck plate notch, T-bar drain plug. And it also has two different sizes for 30mm and 35mm deck caps. That's one of the things that often can be difficult on some of the larger boats when you have the screw-in gas cap.
Yep.
Where is the deal with the two pins so you can twist this fixture? Not good. Not good.
The two pins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got it all. Well, it's kind of cool. It's a little... See the look of that, Don?
Yeah.
Kind of a cool little thing. All in one
spot.
What's
it called? What's it called? Somebody wants to go buy
it. The Boat Gadget.
The Boat Gadget.
Yeah, called the Boat Gadget.
Just Google the Boat Gadget.
Yep, 10-in-1 boat tool.
Okay.
And you will find it. So, kind of cool. Which I told you, we ran the gamut. It's $38.99.
Oh, that's not bad.
No. And that's one of those you can throw it in your toolkit. You know, you've got a Tupperware tub or whatever with tools in it.
Yep.
That covers a wide range of things that you would kind of
probably never use, but.
Yeah, but when you need it, guess what?
I just twist my boat cap.
That happened when we were up at Cab. You remember that?
What's
Mark
that?
Had a problem with the bow mount. We were trying to find tools to fix it, and we couldn't figure out. Okay, well, have you got one of these? No, I don't have one of those. You got one of those? No, I don't have one of those. So we had to scrounge, find it. That's when it kind of comes into.
Might be handy.
Yeah. Might be handy is exactly it. You know, have you got hit by a deer, Don, recently?
Nope.
No?
You ever hit a deer?
No. I've never hit one, but it's hit me. Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. I've hit two deer. One on 94 going about 70 miles an hour at 6 o'clock in the morning. Totaled my truck. And another one that went underneath the truck, and I was pulling the boat right on 61 here and down by
Frontenac State Park. So you have hit a deer.
And then the most recent one, this summer, the deer ran into me.
You're
out of the
deer
ditch going Mach 400 and ran right into the front of, right in front of the front tire. So here's what I'm coming out with.
Okay.
Top 10 states for deer vehicle collisions.
Well, I'm going to – the top 10?
Top 10.
You don't have very much time.
I know. I'm going at it.
Well,
ready?
I'm going to put Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Nope. West Virginia, 1 in 38. Montana, 1 in 48. Pennsylvania, 1 in 52. South Dakota, 1 in 54. Iowa, 1 in 55. Wyoming, 1 in 56. Wisconsin, 1 in 57. Michigan, 1 in 60. Mississippi, 1 in 61. And Minnesota, the rounding out the top 10 in 1 in 64. So we are not in the top.
South Dakota shouldn't be in there. I mean, there's nothing to hide them. You can see a deer coming from 2 miles
away. They hide in
the
ditch and then they run out when you're coming by. That's how that works.
You know, ditches.
They're sneaky that way. Same thing with Montana when you go hunting. That's how that works. Well, tell you what, everybody, I hope you have a great weekend. Be safe out there. And I think it's going to be a dandy, to be honest with you. It's sunny, and I think it's warm across the Midwest, if I'm not mistaken. Hope everybody has a good one. Enjoy, be safe, and for the Valley Outdoors, hope we have a fantastic one. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.